Well, besides being 11-11-11, today is Veterans Day, a day set aside to honor all living, all working. Erwin, we're having a discussion here on how to correctly pronounce your last name.
It is Stovroff.
It is Stovroff.
There we go.
Now, you're a World War II veteran and a prisoner of war.
I was fortunate enough to be both.
Now, tell us, on a day like today, what does it actually mean to you? I mean, there's no better person to talk to.
It's a reminder to our entire nation of the sacrifices, in many, many cases, fatal, of what individuals did that had the honor and the pleasure of protecting our country.
In World War II, Erwin, where were you stationed?
I was stationed in England in an area called Shipton. I was with the 8th Air Force and the 44th Bomb Group.
As a prisoner of war, we've always heard these horrific stories. What happens?
In the first place, once you are shot down and once you become a prisoner of war, you have no rights. You've lost everything you are. You are at the hands of the enemy. You rely on them for whatever they decide to do with you or to give you. And I'm Jewish, and on our dog tags, they had what your religion was, whether it's an H, a P, or a C. And I decided the best thing I could do at that point was to throw my dog tags away, which I did. I was put in a solitary and interrogations. And after three times, it was a very unusual thing. This German officer spoke perfect English. And he said to me, "I know who you are, and I know what you are." And I knew that he knew I was Jewish. And he named my mother, father, brother, sister, grammar school I went to, high school I went to, the theater I worked in through as a kid, and I just shook my head. I couldn't understand it. And finally, he said to me, "You see, you lived in Buffalo, New York on Claremont Avenue, and my parents lived on Ashland Avenue, which was the next street over." And he said, "You were my parents' newspaper boy. That's why I know so much about you."
Oh, I got goosebumps.
He did put a question mark on my papers. I have the papers, and so the next thing I know, I was paraded out of there and guarded by the dogs and put in the boxcars that you see that they used when they sent them to the concentration camps. And I was liberated by the Russians.
Well, Erwin, what on a day like today is the best thing that somebody who just walks by you in the street can say to you? Just a thank you? Or would you like somebody to stop you and talk to you? And
you know, I never really and truly, I did not become really... you know, talk about this. It was over. It was done. I was blessed. I came home, went to college through the government. I had a very successful business career in the furniture business. I have had a family. I mean, I'm blessed. I'm no hero. I'm not any braver than anybody else. I just happened to be. I look back now and think I was very fortunate in the whole thing because it really and truly changed my life.
Well, Erwin, on behalf of everybody here at 97.9 WRMF, we say thank you.
Thank you.
And thanks for sharing your story with us. It's not easy, we know.
The nicest part about it is, if you'll just give me a minute, I will tell you that fortunately, after working at the VA since 1996, I found our government had no funds for our young heroes coming back now that are blind and disabled. And I created a Vets Helping Heroes program. And Vets Helping Heroes is we raise funds for these kids that are blind and disabled and need a dog. If you don't mind, my website is vetshelpingheroes.org.
We will gladly post it.
Thank you very much.